He is Lord. I said he's Lord. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee should bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I hope you are as excited as I am. And let me say this to you, and I want everybody to give me your undivided attention, whatever you're doing, even if you're moving around. I want you to give me your undivided attention and listen to me. You know, the one thing that Israel lacked was what? Teaching priests. They lacked teaching priests. All right? And guess what the church is lacking today? Understanding. So the woman of God talked about that the other day. Now, you can have teaching, but you got to have understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. But in all you're getting, get understanding. You only retain what you understand. So you have to understand. Am I making sense of that? So when the word is being taught, that's why I just came out of a great series and broke down communion and broke down what Jesus did at Calvary. And the purpose of me doing that, because I wanted everyone to gain understanding so that you know what takes place when you are at communion. So you know what happens when we're praising God so that you can take your healing and take your deliverance. I am breaking down to you the mission, the operation, everything that took place. I'm breaking it down to you on purpose because I want you to understand it. I want you to have clarity. I want you to have precision so that you can really understand everything that belongs to you. And, of course, some of us are just churchy people. We just like going to church and shouting, but not me. I like to be fed. And I want to say this to you because some of you are slowly allowing the enemy to kill you softly or kill you slowly. And he's taking your appetite, and that's one way that you know that you are spiritually dying. How do you know when you're spiritually dying? You lose your appetite. Same thing in the natural. One thing a doctor pays attention to is your appetite. I'll never forget it. My Auntie Edna, right before she died, I was sitting at the table right in front of her, and she said, I just don't have no desire to eat. That was a week later or 2 weeks later. Guess what? She was out of here. I mean, gone. And that's what's happening to a lot of you. You've lost your desire to pray. You've losing your desire to fast. You're losing your desire to get in the Word. And you don't recognize you're spiritually dying. And you're getting to the place where your conscience is becoming seared. You're getting to the place where nothing can reach you, nothing can affect you, because nothing can affect a dead man. Nothing can reach a dead man. And you're spiritually dying. This is very serious. So one thing that they do inside of a doctor's office is if they see that you are losing your appetite, they hook you up to IVs. They give you a feeding tube. And if you still can eat, they will force feed you. That's what you have to do right now. I'm talking to somebody who's losing your desire to pray. But what you're doing, you're pressing yourself. I don't always feel like waking up in the morning and praying. I don't always feel like getting in my word and studying. I don't always feel like getting in my word, praying, and going to church. But I'm not led by that feeling. And let me tell you, every time I eat naturally, I'm not hungry. But I know that if I'm going to have energy, if I'm going to be replenished, I have to eat. I have to drink water. I have to eat. I have to get vegetables and greens and fruit in my system because I cannot survive if I don't eat. And I'm saying this to someone who's listening to me today, telling you that you're going to have to get your appetite back and not be led by it because you have an appetite to do everything else. You're chasing that money. You have an appetite to be wonderful. You're chasing everything else. And the Bible declares that life does not consist of the abundance of things that a man possesses. So we're pushing ourselves this morning, and we're pushing ourselves these nights. Why? Because we recognize that we need help. We need determination. And let me tell you something. When you are at a church and you're starting to feel disconnected, and a lot of times what a church will do is a church will cater to the individual to try to get involved, to try to make them feel involved. But the Lord said to me, what if the root of the disconnection is their selfishness? See, you will never cure someone who's selfish, who's self-centered, who the world has revolved around them their whole life. Church is not about you. Church is not about you. Now, we live in a narcissistic society that if the church does not cater to our needs and tell us what we want to hear and say what we want to say, we don't like it. But church ain't about you. Revelation 4:11, for his purpose we were created. Do you understand that? You were created to give him the glory. You were created to spend time with him. You were created to love on him. Everything else is a outflow. I am blessed. I am blessed beyond measure. I will never be broke. Let me say that again. I will never be broke. Now, you need to confess that and say I'll never be broke. Say I'll never not have. Say I will always have. Amen. Say favors on my life. All right. That's true. All right. But everything that I'm walking in is the overflow of my relationship with God. It's the overflow of my constant, consistent prayer life. I talk to God all day. I pray without ceasing. Okay? And God is looking for somebody who will spend time with him, and it's not all about them. Now, I am doing my best on all of these calls to drive in you knowledge. Why? Because I don't want you to be ignorant. I need you to understand that prayer cannot be an option. If you're going to make it, if you're going to survive, I'm going to say this. I'm not even going to go there. If you're going to survive, you're going to have a prayer life. That's the only way you're going to make it. And Jesus, he was God in the flesh. The whole world was made by him. In the beginning was the Word, John 1. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Why what? That word. And without the word, there's not anything made that was made. Everything is in the word of God. And the word was made flesh. But even though God was in the flesh, he walked the earth. He was walking on the earth that he created. He was walking, breathing the air that he created. He did not do anything on earth without prayer because he knew he was in the devil's territory. Pray without ceasing, Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5. Luke 18, men ought always to pray. Why? Because you are in the devil's territory and the devil is always trying to fight you. Now, some of you, the enemy don't fight you. Some of you, you never bump into the devil because y'all walking on the same side. But there are some of us who are always in constant warfare, always attacked. If it's not one thing, it's another. And I'm not talking about paranoid. I'm not talking about suspicious. I'm not talking about you thinking stuff happening is not happening. I'm talking about real attacks of the enemy. Just the other day, laying in my bed, a spirit came in my room and literally tried to take my breath. Well, that's what comes when you penetrate, when you penetrate certain realms, tap into certain dimensions. Amen. That's exactly what takes place. And the devil is always fighting you. And you got to learn how to pray. Jesus prayed on earth. Amen. He wasn't singing. He wasn't dancing. Maybe he did that, but that's not the part of his ministry that was highlighted. The part of the ministry of Jesus that was highlighted was his prayer life. And I'm going to tell you something. The strength of my life is my prayer life, and it's not what people see. What thou doest in secret, he shall reward you openly. Amen. That's what God said. He said, when thou prayest, enter into your closet. Some of y'all pray. You want everybody to know you pray. A lot of times I have people serving me, and, you know, every now and then I pray in tongues out loud. But when someone stays with me, I'm not all loud in my room so they can hear me praying. I'm not all loud in the closet so somebody can hear me praying. The Bible says if they hear you, that's your reward. When thou prayest, do it in secret. Monday. Amen. What thou doest in secret, he will reward you openly. Jesus prayed. And guess what he's still doing? Praying. It's been 2,000 years, 2022 to be exact. And guess what he's doing? Praying. Why? Because prayer is the way we appropriate what Jesus did at Calvary. I told you, you got money in the bank, but the way you cash it is through prayer. That's a promise. Luke chapter 3, Jesus got in that water, and the Bible declares that when Jesus got in that water, heaven opened. Why did heaven open over Jesus? Because Jesus got in there doing something that the other ones didn't do. He got in praying. And guess what? After he had his encounter, he didn't start passing out no cards. All y'all think y'all ready for ministry. My God, you've not been processed. You can't handle rebuke. You can't handle being told to sit down. God told me to start a church 6 months before I started. But my pastor told me to wait. And guess what I did? Waited. Because my pastor said so. Because I understand that you will never be blessed in rebellion. Don't care how good you start. It's about how you finish. He that endured to the end, the same shall be saved. After Jesus had that experience, he went right into fasting. He went right into prayer. Why? Because he was in enemy's territory. Now, how often are you praying? How often are you fasting? How often are you turning the plate down, turning the TV off? Are you as addicted to prayer as you are to your social media? Look at your life and look at how unstable you are. Look at how you be excited about something for a while and you're no longer excited about it. Look at how you love prayer for 3 weeks and then no more. Then you're on to the next thing. Church cannot be a drug. Church cannot be your next high. Spending time with God, praying, and doing all of that stuff with the wrong motive cannot be a high. You must do it because you recognize I can't survive without prayer. Hey, hold on about Sunday. That you can't go from high to high. You used to be on crack. Your high used to be messing with men, messing with women. It used to be drinking. It used to be partying. You don't do that anymore. So now you go to church. That's just your next drug. You don't pray. You don't spend time with God. This isn't your life. But it's my desire to put a drive in you to pray, a drive in you to pursue God, a drive in you to go after everything that God has promised for your life. You listening to me? This is not time to be playing. I'm telling you right now, there is a war going on. All of this stuff we're seeing on TV, there are things happening behind the scenes. There's a whole agenda that they are planning. Malomo Sikelemanda. And the church is going to have to wake up. You got to wake up. So let's pray. We're praying against all attacks. I said we're praying against all attacks. What do you mean we're praying against all attacks? Any kind of attack against your life, we are praying against them. Halabashatolomonde. I told you if you belong to God, there's attacks. There's some time-sensitive attacks. There's an attack waiting for you tonight. Some of you, the things you are experiencing with your car, the things you're experiencing with your finances, the things you're experiencing in your body, they are attacks. Hey, but we terminate them now. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, I terminate every attack. Every attack. Every attack. Be terminated. Now. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I terminate every attack. I terminate domestic attacks. I terminate the attacks that they are experiencing in Ukraine right now, in Kiev, in Mariupol, and all of the countries of the earth. I come against nuclear attacks, missile attacks, weaponry attack. I come against all attacks from the outside, any attack within and without. On the blood of Jesus, on the account of the blood, we terminate every attack. Any kind of distraction that is coming as an attack against my prayer life, against my dedication, against my commitment, against my fasting, any kind of attack that is coming by way of a distraction, I terminate it. All family weakness, all wickedness, background demons, I command it to be terminated. All external attacks, attacks within and without, domestic attacks, external attacks, demonic schedule attacks, time-sensitive attacks, I interrupt every force. I turn back every demonic army, all demonic concentration. I command it to go. Every attack against my mind, against my dedication, against my desire to go to church, against my desire to pray, against my desire to get the word, all attacks, I cancel it. All demonic concentrations within and without, I cancel it now. I terminate it now. I delay. Liban kaladus, zulivie leleasha. I cancel, I dismantle, I interrupt every attack against my life, against my children, against my family, against my husband, against my wife, against my daughter, my son, my nieces and nephews, all car accident attacks, I cancel it now. Any force of darkness, I command that it be dispelled. Every force of darkness that has been released to orchestrate an attack, every attack that the enemy is sending through my family, through emergency, all demonic concentration against my mind, I overturn every attack. I block every attack. Whatever he is doing to cease my destiny, any attack against those who are connected to me, against KCC, any attack against KCC Houston, KCC Charlotte, KCC Jacksonville, all attacks against the families of the church, all attacks against membership, against growth, against the health of the church, against the finances of the church, I cancel every attack. I dismantle every attack. Every attack against gas on God this weekend. All manipulation of the weather from the dark side that would attempt to manipulate the weather against gas on God this weekend. I cancel that attack. I command the clouds not to give up any rain. I shut up the heavens and command the clouds. Ha, 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 ha. Kushaba. Command the clouds not to give up any rain. I command by divine authority for the weather to be good and suitable enough for us to give to the community. I cancel every attack. I dismantle every attack against the health of your people, against the health of every pastor, every attack against first lady. Father, there are so many first ladies who are broken, who are disappointed, who are let down, who are hurting. I pray for every first lady, every pastor's wife, every preacher's wife, every prime minister's wife, every president's wife, in the name of Jesus, I cancel. Hey, 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 Shata, hey, Mikosha. Hey, Mikandalaba, Lamanio, Ulalemike Kantalamozia, Zilandilimi, Zilandilimikito, Ulalemiki Vendele Kozaya. Hey, 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 I cancel every attack against first ladies, against preachers, against their wives, against their children. I cancel every attack against the sanity of pastors. I lift up my divine authority, Bishop Jakes. I lift up Benny Hinn, Rock Parsley, Apostle Maldonado, Apostle Stevenson. I lift up ministries everywhere. Dr. Kimberly Daniels, Janet Floyd, as you give them to me, I lift them up and I cancel every attack against their life, against their marriage, against their ministry, against their family. All domestic attacks, all attacks, foreign and domestic, within and without. I cancel them. I destroy them. Lift your voice and cancel every attack. dominate every attack, override every attack, dismiss every attack. Hey, 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 Malabasha, hey, Mikandele me, Le Mandele Mikita, Le Landele mi Idolohosa, Laba, Jacamo, Robolobo Sukule me, Landele Kitaya, Bakaladis, Benkeladele be, Lubasha Lamanda, Ulomoko Tolobo Kutaya, in the name of Jesus. Ilaba Sandabasi Yendele Beke Kalamanda John 10:10 says that the thief cometh but to steal, to kill and destroy. But I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You can't just listen to my prayer. You better open your mouth and pray for yourself. You can't just be talking to my receive it. No, you got to pray it. You have whatever you say. John said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Anything that is hindering my abundance is the work of the enemy. Verse John 3 declares, for this cause was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the enemy. Pain, sin, destruction, confusion, heartbreak, disappointment, cancer, virus, sickness, disease are all works of the enemy. Sudden death, affliction are all works of the enemy. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, whatever you are, whoever you are, come on, pray with authority now. The devil's attacking your body. He's messing with your children. He's messing with your increase. You're commanding increase today, and some of you have not yet received it. It's a work of the enemy that wants to stop it. We got testimonies of thousands of dollars being deposited in people's accounts who prayed this increase thing through. Come on here. Hey, hey, hey. Come on. Say whatever you are, say whoever you are, any work of the adversary preventing me, my church, my city, this nation, this church from experiencing the abundant life on the account of the finished work of Calvary, on the account of the operation of God, on the account of the mission being accomplished, I override it. I override it. I override it. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I override all demonic activity. I override every curse, all interference, all wickedness in high places. Rulers of darkness of this world, I override them in the name of Jesus. I command the works of the enemy to come to an end. I command the wickedness of the wicked. On the account of Psalm 7, I command the wickedness of the wicked to come to an end. All wickedness against my marriage, against my church, against my sons, against my daughters, against my husband and wife. All wickedness against my finances, against my future, against my name, my legacy, my reputation. All wickedness, I command it to come to an end. I command the works of the enemy to come to an end. I announce that the shed blood of Jesus come to an end. I command you to come to an end now. I command the works of the enemy to come to an end in Ukraine, in Russia, in America, in Europe, in China, in Asia, in Antarctica, South America, North America, Australia. I command the works of the enemy to come to an end. Hey, all works of the enemy at home and abroad, foreign and domestic, I command all wickedness against my health to come to an end. I said, 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 come to an end. I command it to come to an end now. I cancel it now. I destroy it now. I dismantle it now. I sentence it. Hika, hika, ikabosha, mambelebe, limandalakuta, handalabakutaya, bandele kikasia. Zilandala Hotaya Hendele Balahaya. All wickedness against my life. All wickedness against my children. Every witch, every warlock, every soothsayer, every wizard, every projector from the dark side. I command your wickedness to come to an end. Whatever you are planning against my life, my destiny, my Amahosha, the wickedness of the false prophet comes to an end. The wickedness of the liar, of the cheater, comes to an end. Hey, 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 Kasha, hey, I command wickedness in government come to an end. Wickedness in the household of faith come to an end. Wickedness everywhere come to an end now in the name of Jesus. Obashaka Andelebeo Kolomondia. The sun is going down. That's why we're praying against. That's why we're canceling attacks. That's why we're commanding what the devil is doing to come to an end. KCC, Charlotte, the church is open. You should spend some time there today, for about an hour at least. Get at that altar. Call on God. There's a breakthrough, I believe, at midnight. Call on God. Command the breakthrough. Command the turnaround. Command the release. Ah! Ashaba. Ah! Mikandalaba. Ah! Horobo sikelelebe shete. You are dealing with attacks. Ilalababa sandalaba kutaya. Endeleke zalamo ufande. There are some things that should come forth, and the enemy keeps coming and interrupting it. Amen. It's an attack. It's an attack. It's an attack. The Holy Ghost said there's an attack against your testimony. Elebe shekelele mandalabasia. Are you listening to me? You got to break this thing. You got to cancel this thing. And you got to do it in prayer. We only have such amount. I only pray for 30 minutes, really 10, 15 minutes, because I teach on this line. But I want you to go after that thing in prayer. Smash it. Destroy it. Attack what's killing your drive. Attack what's killing your family. Attack the sickness that's coming in your body. Don't play with it. Attack it. Abba. Attack that thing in prayer and know that heaven, Hobasha, is going to do what you ask. God said, I come that you might have life, have it more abundantly. I'm challenging right now 400 people to sow $10.10 for John 10 and 10. That's right. You're sowing $10.10. That's all. $PBCJR. Giving and prayer goes together. Like love and marriage and a horse and carriage. Hallelujah. Like syrup and biscuits. That's right. Butter and grits. The way they go together is the way prayer and giving goes together. I'm a giver. Amen. Because I know that when I pray, it goes together. So you're sowing that seed now. $PBCJR. $PBCJR, $10.10. Makalamanda la kuzaya. You can sow it at $PBCJR. You can sow it at Kingdom City Culture. You can sow it at briancarn.com or briancarn.org. You can sow it there if you need to. Ele bashanda. You can sow it at P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. You can sow it there. Mail it in if you need to. Amen. You can sow it on the church app. But I want you to sow that seed in faith, knowing that heaven has heard your request and the works of the enemy is being destroyed. Hallelujah. Some of you need to make it, especially you in Charlotte. I believe the church is open. I know it's open. I don't believe it. I know it's open. You need to get there and pray. Call on the name of the Lord. Believe God for the miraculous. Trust him. Amen. Command tomorrow to be a good day. Command Saturday to be a good day. Command Sunday to be a good day. Declare that the month of March will be a good day. And you that are on this call, you should make it the 18th and the 19th to Atlanta. I think this morning I missed and said Charlotte. If I did, I'm sorry. But the 18th and the 19th, guess where we're going to be? In Atlanta for the underground prayer movement, calling on the name of the Lord. the following week. We have a conference going on in, where we at? In Charlotte, Supernatural Conference, a powerful conference where we'll be concentrating on the move, concentrating on the move of the Spirit, concentrating on the move of the Holy Ghost. I'm challenging all of you everywhere to register. I think the registration is only, is it $15? It's only a $15 registration. What is that? That ain't no money. I want you to go online and register for the conference. That's $15. Everybody, let's come and let's be a part of what God's going to do. And then I'm excited about convocation. That's the 11th through the 17th of July. We have Bishop Gates confirmed. We have Bishop Nixon confirmed. We got Pastor Creflo Dollar confirmed at convocation. Amen. And some more. That's just the names that I can think of right now. But there are people confirmed and excited about our convocation. And I'm excited about what the Lord is going to do, because I believe one word from God can change your life. Well, you are blessed today. You are favored. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against you in judgment thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. That's the word of the Lord. This is going to be the greatest year of your life for their disciplines. Remember, God said this is the year of the crossroad. And that's why some of you are lazy. That's why the devil is fighting you, because the devil knows that if you get serious this year, you're going to enter into a cycle of blessings for 7 years. And some of y'all, you just as confused, you just as off, dingbat dizzy as you was when you started. And you're going to miss it. But that will not be my testimony. This is the greatest year of my life. And I, even me, I see some things that I got to change immediately because I'm excited. You know, I watched Kanye West, the first episode of Kanye West documentary. Thought it was so profound when he said, I used to walk to the train saying my Grammy speech. Isn't that powerful? Before anybody knew who he was, before he ever knew he was going to happen, he knew within himself that he was going to have a Grammy one day. And he said, I was walking to the train saying my Grammy speech. What are you working on? What are you preparing for? Because you act like you plan on working the rest of your life. You're hustling. What are you doing? What are you doing for your next? Are you prepared? God say March is the month of preparation. Are you prepared for what God's about to do? You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. So you see that $ PBCJR, $10.10. So that $ Kingdom City Culture, BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org. Register. I want you to sign up for the underground prayer movement. That's at the website. Go to the website and sign up for the underground prayer movement. Halabashakalamandola Kutaya. I said sign up for the underground prayer movement. All right? Do that. Don't stop. And let's prepare for what God's going to take us. I'm excited about your future. Are you excited about mine? This is the greatest season of your life. I'll see you in the morning at 6 a.m. in prayer. Charlotte, if you can, get to that church. Hallelujah. Like I said, pray if you can for 1 hour. Pray if you can for two. Whatever you got to do. But let's pray. I think I'll get there tonight and break through some things. Hallelujah. As we're going into the day. That's just an instruction I believe the Lord would have me to share with you all. I don't know what they got going on at the church, but nothing's more important than prayer, is it? I know that's right. You are blessed. Love you so much. Praying for you. In the morning at 6 o'clock, we're going to be praying and believing God for the supernatural. You are blessed. More grace.